Bible podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
And meditate is the moment where we talk about the Word of God. The Word of God is powerful. It causes us to renew our minds. It causes us to live. It's hearing by the Word of God, and it changes us. At the beginning of the year, I felt the Lord spoke to me during our 5 days of fasting. I felt Him say that the greatest opportunity comes with the greatest obstacles. It was met with great obstacles: fires in Australia, a volcanic eruption in my own nation of the Philippines, and you've got the COVID virus, which is still raging, and there was a tornado in Nashville, and there was an earthquake in Bali, Indonesia. And we posed the question, what is God doing? And we said God is shaking what can be shaken so that what cannot be shaken will remain. His goal is to keep us stable. As I was going through the week 2 weeks ago, and I was trying to think of what is God doing and ending our series on shaking or the greatest opportunity, my issue of The Economist arrived. And as I looked at that thing, there was a globe and it says closed. And I came home and threw it in the sofa, and the next morning when I woke up, I looked at the same magazine, and as I was looking at that picture that says closed, I almost saw in the spirit, the word rest. While the world thinks it is closed, God is actually giving us a rest. And over the next 4 weeks, I want to talk to you about this idea of rest. Now, Dr. Brian Duncan, who is the atmospheric scientist from NASA, interestingly was interviewed by the Wall Street Journal. And he spoke about how when you look at the pollution levels in China, this is what it looks like on a normal day of the year. And today, this is what it looks like. And obviously, as I looked at these different articles and reports, it's clear that God is giving the world a rest, particularly His creation. And before you go out and blame China or blame somebody else, here's really who you should be looking at: the mirror. You should be looking at me, because it is us who wear all the textiles, clothes, shoes, bags, and everything else that these people create and causes all of this. Because if we didn't consume it, no one would produce it. Electronics, not to mention a few. Now, the title of this series is simply this: Rest. And this is part one of the series, and part one is understanding it. Many people don't understand rest, and the point of this moment in meditating on the Word of God is, what does God have to say about rest? Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 says, "Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in their vast array." God had finished creating the entirety of the universe and the earth. Imagine how massive that project must have been. Verse 2 says, "By the seventh day, God had finished the work that He had been doing, and on the seventh day," there it is, "He rested from all His work." Now notice, He finished the work, and then He rested. Now when you look at that, you also see in these verses the words, "the seventh day," "on the seventh day," and it's mentioned twice. This is a way of writing. The people of ancient times had a way of writing called chiastic. They keep repeating the same thing to make a point, to make you remember, because there were no italics, there were no, writing was very limited. There were no colors like this. Now in verse 3 it says, "Then God blessed the seventh day." Notice, the seventh day, He's repeating it the third time, and then He repeats the line, "He rested from all the work." And what was the work of creating? Begs the question, why in the world did God rest on the seventh day? Was it the planets that there were so many of them that got Him tired? Was it the dinosaurs that got Him tired? Was it the number of snakes in the Amazon? Was it too many different kinds of people? Well, the answer is in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28, "The Lord is the everlasting God and the creator of the ends of the earth. Never," He doesn't grow tired or weary. In fact, another translation says, "never gets tired or weary." Then the question then begins to be, why in the world would He rest on the seventh day? Well, the answer is simple. He wanted to sit back and enjoy His creation. Now, for us, it's the opposite. For God, He worked and then He rested. Because here's the point, guys, and here's something you need to understand. Listen to this very closely. To rest is to enjoy, and to enjoy is to rest. In other words, if you went to bed last night, which by the way, I had a great sleep, not a very long one, but I enjoyed every minute of it, that's why I'm rested today. But if you rested last night and you were worrying and tossing and turning in bed, then you didn't rest, because to rest is to enjoy, and to enjoy is to rest. In fact, rest is the very goal of creation. The goal of God is to cause us to rest. Now, what's interesting about this story is that God rested on the seventh day. But when he created all of the universe, he didn't make man on the first day, not on the second day, not on the third, not on the fourth, not on the fifth day. God made man on the sixth day, because his goal was, when man opened his eyes on the seventh day, the first thing he would see was not God working, but God enjoying creation with him. In other words, we make a mistake here by thinking that God wants us to work for him, because if God's intent was for you to work for him, he should have created you on the first day of the week so you could have joined him in the work. But he didn't. God made man on the sixth day of the week with the full intent that when you woke up the next day, what you find is rest. I have a question for you. What are your goals in life? Is enjoying God as your best friend one of them? Or is it just keep going with life and not know how to pause? God wanted this man, Adam, to pause. The story continues in verse 3. God blessed the seventh day. Notice that this is the second time the word blessing shows up in Scripture. In other words, to enjoy God in rest is to be blessed. And so many people think, I'm going to be blessed if I had this, if I had that. No, no, no. If you learn to rest in God, you will be blessed. Now notice where it says, and he made it holy. By the way, this is the very first time the word holy literally shows up in Scripture. And there is a principle that theologians use, that when the word is mentioned for the first time in Scripture, that's an important part of that word. We sometimes think that being holy is doing more things for God. When it says here, it happens when you rest in God, when you have a relationship with God, when you make God your best friend. Now notice where God works, created man, after man was created the sixth day. Verse 15 says, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work. That's interesting, isn't it? For us, it is not work, 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 and rest. To God, it was like that. But God designed us to start with rest first, to start being in his presence first. And while we enjoy that presence, then when we go out and work, we become more productive and we become more fruitful and we become more healthy. The world has gotten it flipped. The world thinks that it starts with work, 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 work. In the old days, we treated work, we treated people like animals. Today, we don't. We treat them like machines. We don't know when to stop. Some of you don't even know how. Some of you, if you took away your cell phone from you, you're gonna have a reaction. It's like you're so addicted to that thing, you don't even know how to stop without realizing a machine is actually running your life already. Rest is the opposite. In the world, it's flipped. We work, and then when we're tired, we rest. God's design is we rest in him, and then we work. And that's why our productivity jumps, because you have bandwidth, you have margins, and that's important. When you no longer have margins and bandwidth in your life, you're going to be stressed. You're going to be unhealthy. God wants you to have these margins. God wants you to enter this place of rest. And what is that? Let me tell you what it is exactly. Pray. Do you have margins to spend time and pray to God? Do you have margins to meditate on his word? Or are you just so busy? Do you have margins to proclaim the goodness of Jesus in your life? And finally, do you still have margins to fellowship with others? Because you know what? If you have that, the Bible says you will be blessed. And not only will you be blessed, you will be holy, which is to be set apart for the goodness of God in your life. How are the margins in your life? Have you checked lately? How are the margins? Are you too busy for God? Too busy to pray? Too busy to meditate on His Word? Too busy to do stuff? Some of you, busy means a badge of honor. I'm so busy. In fact, some of you, your identity is busy. I want to be busy. I want to be tired because that makes me feel important. It makes me look like I'm important. You know, you're important not because of you. You're important because God thinks you're important, period. When you get to that place of knowing that and spending those margins, creating those margins, another question, how can I create those margins to have time to enjoy God? I pray. I did that this morning. I'll do it again tonight. I do it at lunchtime. I do it all the time, anywhere, because it gives me rest. Psalm 91 verse 1 says, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest. And the key is right there, staring at our faces. Whoever, it doesn't matter who you are. If you stand in the presence of God, if you dwell there, if you silence the voices and come to His shelter, not just His presence, His preeminence, the Most High. Can you imagine? This is the very thing we prayed about. Then you will have peace. Then it says, in the shadow. What is that? The protection of God. What is His shadow? A shadow of a tall building. You know, when you walk down the downtown cities, you're looking for the tall building so you can walk under it. Why? Because it protects you from the heat. You want to be under the shadow. You want to be under the protection of God. You want to be in His presence. You want to be in His preeminence. You want to be in His peace. You want to be His protection. And more importantly, He is the Almighty. In other words, He has the power. When we live this way, we can say, I will say of the Lord. And that's what it means to pray. I will say of the Lord. You're my refuge. You're my fortress. You're my God. You know, Psalm 91 is a prayer. Then it becomes personal. You're my friend. I love you, God. I love hanging out with you. I don't know about you. I'm addicted to it. Paul said, do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know what he meant by that? He contrasted wine, which is addictive, to the Spirit of God. That there's nothing in this world that I so desire. And in you I trust. And then when I do that, surely you will save me. Surely you will deliver me from the fowler's snare and from the COVID virus. One final question for you this morning. What are you willing to give up? We're not wanting to ask a similar question, but this is different. This now goes to the heart of the matter. What are you willing to give up so you can create a time to enjoy God? Lord, thank you for making us laugh at the issues around us, not because we don't see them as real, but because we see you as more real. Open our spiritual eyes, God. Open our spiritual eyes about rest, that you designed us to rest first and then work, that you designed us to enjoy it, Lord, whether that's our sleep, because your word says, God grants sleep to those He loves. That our sleep and the enjoyment of that sleep, God, is a marker. Thank you, Lord, for teaching me, Lord, when I was an insomniac. And thank you, God, that you healed me of that. Not because of a book, but because I prayed. Thank you for saving us, Jesus. And God, I ask you, that you teach us to proclaim this gospel to ourselves first. Make it so real, so tangible, so valuable that we will want to share it with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.